WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. What a week we have here. It's a tampering week. I can just say that out loud because I'm allowed to say that. No tampering at the Maryland Lottery, though. I'll have some instant scratch-offs as well as our friends at Window Nation as we put the Crab Cake Tour back together. We're going to be doing that after we get through this Maryland thing. I'm going to be at Hollywood Casino up in Perryville on Thursday watching all things Terps. Tip-offs at 12:15. I'll be there earlier than that. I'll have free copies of Purple Rain 1 and 2. Take what you want. I might even bring some old Wacko for Flacco signs or some Ray 252 signs that I got laying around for old time's sake. But I will be wearing my Maryland Terrapins National Championship hat that I waited so long for from McMillan and Lucas and Elmore all the way through. Finally, Juan Dixon and those guys got it for me. So I'm going to put that back on. We're going to meet up in Perryville. Dennis Colatzos is here. You know, this is one of those weeks where, like, I've got a bracket pool in front of me, right? I'm trying to worry about St. Patrick's Day and spring training and this and that and the weather breaking and leaves on trees and things happening out here. But this Lamar thing, it continues to just sort of dominate. And every time there's a piece of news, whether it's the Panthers deal into the one and DJ Moore, or whether it's Jalen Ramsey and the Rams and the Dolphins, or Baker Mayfield to the Buccaneers. It's sort of like this is the most interesting piece, and it feels like all of this is going to happen in real quietness as all of these other pieces in the league and all the other league business takes place. It doesn't feel like this is the first thing that's going to happen, Dennis.
No, it doesn't. I was at a baptism the other day, Sunday, and at the reception, the conversation shifted to Lamar Jackson. Everybody wanted to know, what do I think? And they also were quick to give me opinions of what they thought about the whole thing, where we are right now with the Ravens negotiations. What's Bushotti think of the whole thing? It is still the biggest story in the NFL. And curious to see, will the Indianapolis Ursay, will they step up? How about the Washington Snyders? The Falcons are out there, right? The Jets, depending what happens with their dance with Aaron Rodgers. Lots of intrigue, lots of smoke screens, lots of lying right now, Ness.
Yeah, like nobody should expect anything truthful to come out, right? Like I got Peter King on later today, right? Like I could get Schefter, I can source these guys, get them. They're getting lied to because it doesn't benefit anyone. And we really went through this at length with the Falcons jumping up right away and saying, not us, or getting a smokescreen out to say, not us, in that nobody wants this to turn into a bidding war, but there were four teams bidding on Deshaun Watson last year. In my mind, there's two or three of these teams doing something. This Dan Snyder crippling the franchise, the fact that the Raiders are financially too crippled to maybe get in, that the Buccaneers may have salary cap issues that they can't get involved, that the Ravens, I don't know where the Ravens would be on matching a deal because they don't like the other team's draft picks. I don't think that factors into this. I mean, they took this deal to take the two draft picks if they're not going to match the deal. I don't know whether the Ravens and you and I would certainly, this would be a two-steak dinner over at the Beaumont for you and me, but I think you and I sort of believe that the first amazing offer that comes along, if the Ravens are done with him, that just allows them to say, he never really wanted to be here. We love the kid. We wish him well in City X, Atlanta, India, wherever it is. We're going to take the draft. Like, I think that's a really hard thing to bring back to the fan base here. Cause I think the fan base now, based on the non-exclusive tag, I think the pendulum has swung even further from where you and I were, which is, I think both sides want a divorce. That's what you and I spent 90 days believing that. There's this period here over the last week where you and I start to think, well, maybe nobody will come. Maybe it won't be that much. Maybe nobody will have 200 million. Maybe nobody will go over a buck and a half. Maybe there's collusion. Maybe he needs an agent. Well, we agree with that, right?
He definitely needs an agent. That's one thing I think everyone agrees on right now, that he needs an agent. And if I'm a team negotiated with him, I'd probably tell him, Lamar, get an agent. We don't want to negotiate with you. And here's why. Because also, these quarterbacks, when they sign these mega contracts, at some point, they restructure to help the team. Case in point, Deshaun Watson has just restructured to give the Cleveland Browns $36 million worth of cap space. Absent of an agent, a bona fide NFL agent, Lamar Jackson will never restructure. Once he signs for his guaranteed money, you're going to be stuck with that contract with no cap relief for the team.
And no buffer.
No buffer, zero
which
buffer.
DaCosta and Harbaugh and Bisciotti and James Urban and Greg Roman would probably tell you wasn't a great thing.
No.
Hasn't been a great thing and would not be a great thing for any organization. And this is a problem. I mean, I think the Ravens like the kid. I think the Ravens like the player. I think the Ravens like the athlete. I think the Ravens don't like the businessman.
Well, if the Ravens don't like him, they've had 2 years to deal with him. I don't know that they're within 5 days, another team is going to be able to put this thing together, because absentee of a deal in a $230 million guaranteed range, I don't think it gets his attention. And then it shifts back to the Ravens. What will happen then? Does he take the $133
I don't think
guaranteed?
Arthur Blank's sitting around today thinking, like, I got to get on the phone with Lamar Jackson to
No.
save my franchise. I don't think any of them are. And I don't think Steve is going to be pushed into that. And I don't
He's
even
not.
know what that means. And whether they either love the kid or they don't. And if they wind up matching a deal, it would speak volumes to me to what happened with Cincinnati, what happened with all these Harbaugh press conferences in December where he looked beleaguered and frustrated and angry. And I can't, you know, I don't even know where this kid is. And I it felt all of that to me. And that's why it feels like to me, all this is a smokescreen for the first best offer to pop up and the Ravens to have some semblance of what those draft picks would turn into and what they're going to do at that position. But boy, oh boy, it doesn't feel like we know what they're going to do at that position at this point, right? Like, if somehow, some way, Dan Snyder gets a wild hair and decides to, you know, do the burgundy bullet and give Lamar Jackson $240 million just to do it because he's that guy.
He is that guy.
What are the Ravens going to do at quarterback? Like, let's play that game. What will the Ravens do?
There are free agents out there. Jimmy Garoppolo, Baker Mayfield. There's some free agents out there. Taylor Heineke. And if it is the Commanders, they'll have a top 10 pick in the next 2 years. So with that, and it doesn't have to be this year. It doesn't have to be this year.
You wonder whether someone could screw up Lamar Jackson.
Oh, are you kidding me? And so next season, the quarterback class looks to be even stronger than this year's quarterback class. I think the Ravens can redshirt a year. I think the organization has earned that.
Really?
Of course, I think they'll be competitive. They'll be competitive. They have enough of a team.
But that's not good if they pick 18th either, thinking they're getting a quarterback.
No, but if you're picking top 10, you can all go. Keep in mind, with two first round draft picks, you can package and move up. So they'll have the draft capital to go get the guy, which they haven't had to do in many, many years, thankfully for the Ravens fans. But I do think that they'll have enough. And I don't think it's a stretch for us to imagine Stetson Bennett in the Ravens uniform.
God, you're all about him, aren't you?
Well, because
his name. You like his name. Be honest with me.
I like the fact he's won two national championships, and I like the fact that his offensive coordinator now is going to be calling the plays in the offense for the Ravens. So I do like that. I do think they have enough pieces. They have a really good defense, good offensive line, solid running game. They just don't need a whole lot, but they definitely need a quarterback. And I think we saw that Tyler Huntley's not going to be the answer quarterback. He's going to be a career backup, and it wouldn't surprise me if Tyler Huntley isn't even on the team this season.
Dennis Colatzos is here on my show. I will be on his show. He's here on Thursdays from 3 until 5. And then, of course, on the weekends on Sunday morning, at length with me last week, at length with Luke. We continue to go at length with all of these things. But the league churns out, right? Like, you start to see where the value is and where the number one pick is and what the Panthers were doing when they said they were out, that they're going for the number one pick. It starts to feel like these top quarterbacks are going to go at the top of the top, and there's not going to be anything left other than Tyler Heineke and Jimmy Garoppolo and whatever else is out on the market at this point.
No question about it. What's our friend Mike Brown doing over there in Cincinnati? Something I saw a blurb about labor laws or whatnot. Here's a guy, notoriously cheap. We've been talking about it for weeks. Can't wait for the Joe Burrow negotiation. People think it's going to be easy. It is not going to be easy. It's going to be like pulling teeth from the cheapest owner in all of professional sport, Nestor.
What do they say? He's so He's so tight, he creaks when he walks.
Oh my God, he took out a $5 bill the other day. He took out a $5 bill and the Abe Lincoln started blinking. He hadn't seen daylight in so many years, been decades. So good luck with that. So, and that's the other thing with the Ravens. If Lamar does, in fact, doesn't get an offer and he has to play or not on the $32 million deal, I think some of these deals that these quarterbacks are going to sign are going to be eye-opening because I don't think they're going to bring the kind of capital that was given to Deshaun Watson. They're going to be more in line with the Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray deals that they received. And look at the last few. I don't know if they're below market, but they're not what the what Lamar Jackson would think would be appropriate for his talents anyway.
Well, I mean, the Ravens have tried, and I
Right.
again and again, and they're still out in the media trying. And there's this last week of the non-exclusive. I think it's changed people to think he really will be back, that that's where this thing's going to go. Meanwhile, the gun's going to go off middle of the week, and people are going to be going places, and cap situations may cost the
Sure.
Ravens a Marcus Peters, or may, you know, people may wait and see who's going to be there, whether I want to play there or not. And then there's the draft itself, which we spent a lot of oxygen 2 weeks ago, right, in Indianapolis, watching the Underwear Olympics and watching where all these players are. And the Lamar thing's amazing because it's so foundational. It's in every conversation I'm in, on the air, off the air, anywhere I go. I went out to get Chinese food the other night. People want to talk Lamar with me, right? I would just say the Ravens have other fish frying here, right? On the back end, on their offensive line, in the
Sure.
wide receiver game, in the draft itself, you know, D line, you're getting more depth, all of these other issues, installing a new offense and a new whole offensive system. There's a lot of things that are going to be talked about after Lamar.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Then under the radar, Patrick Queen, of course, he scrubbed his account free of the Ravens. He's out fishing. He's posting pictures of himself fishing. I can see Patrick Queen packaged with probably a draft pick and being shipped out to someone for maybe a second round draft pick that the Ravens would love to recoup in a Roquan Smith trade from a year ago.
That's
So they're.
amazing. All he did was pray for Roquan. Roquan comes in, he got his money, literally, right?
Yeah, that's there's no question about that. So, like you said, they still have to put together a competitive football team, which we have all the confidence in the world that they will. The Ravens are not a cheap organization, regardless of what some people are saying out there. But this has been very polarizing for the fan base, for sure.
Well, Terps will keep us interested for at least a couple
United.
hours, right?
We
You
all
know,
love the
Thursday.
Terps. I don't know anybody who doesn't love the Terps.
Well, this has been a reawakening for a brand, right? And this is where the Orioles are, I guess, in keeping Hyde and Elias around as foundational guys with Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson and selling jerseys and selling enthusiasm. And I even said John Means to Luke Jones, and where is he? You know, is he going to come back and pitch this year? And Grayson Rodriguez and DL Hall, we have these names,
Sure.
right? And the Ravens birthed Lamar, and they've had all this stuff. The Terps, this Kevin Willard thing, and the NIL, and the Big Ten, which was always a little muddied water where there was no Duke or any of this feels like a little bit of an awakening for them, and they don't shoot the ball well on the road. And I mean, God, if they just get through West Virginia, but having to play against Alabama in Birmingham, it was not a great draw for them, but it does make for a great memory to say, you know, if they can pull off that kind of, the only way you pull off that kind of an upset is to have it presented to you. And
Absolutely.
if they can earn that opportunity by winning on Thursday, I think Saturday's an interesting gauge of where the program is, good, bad, lose by 30, win by a bucket, have some excitement, lose by 8, whatever it would be, to be in that kind of a tournament game where there's going to be a crowd, there's going to be vibe, there's going to be mojo. I'd love to see them earn that on Thursday.
Oh, no question about it, Nestor. Kevin Willard has brought back the excitement to College Park, to Ravens, to Terps basketball, rather. And he also had the fantastic recruiting class coming in. So he's laid the foundation this year. He's a one heck of a coach. And look, it's great to see the Terps back in the tournament. We'll certainly be watching. And hopefully, like you said, they can beat West Virginia. And then Alabama, win, lose, or draw, they're going to be on national television. We'll all be watching. And like always, when you get on that court, you have a puncher's chance of taking them down. If they can figure out how to shoot some threes, they can stir some trouble up there against Alabama, but they got to get past West Virginia first.
You said win, lose, or draw. They're right there on television.
Yes.
That not
Great.
spring training, not Oriole baseball, not with, no, not in spring.
Oriole baseball. There you go. See, look, I'm
Yeah, I
trying to
mean,
be optimistic about the O's. They're going to rely on that young talent, and hopefully, I'm excited about Dia Hall and Grayson Rodriguez for sure.
didn't you say you're going to games this year? You're
Going to the
on the
games.
record.
Yeah,
You bought a
absolutely.
package, right?
Team pack, absolutely.
All right. Do you know what games you're, or is it the flex thing where you pick when you go? I mean,
It's the flexing, just like my electricity here. It's the flexing.
makes the lights go out.
Yeah, man, it's so powerful. It makes the lights go out. But yes, so looking forward to it. Sitting behind home plate, and look, it's great going to Camden Yards. It always is. It's always a fun time.
All right. Well, I maybe that's our night to have proper, Roma sausage out on the street and, get some peanuts and go down
Yeah.
there and park it up, have a pregame beverage with some
Okay.
suds on top. I'm all about it, Dennis. Like it's I feel like I've been cooped up winter, right? Like it's starting to feel like the cold's lingering longer. We got the sun coming up later, staying up later. I'm ready for baseball. Psychologically, I'm ready for baseball.
Yeah, you know what? And they're competitive. I don't know if they'll win 85, 87, 90 games this year, but they're a competitive team. They're fun to watch. These younger guys are going to, they're here older now, right? Rutschman and whatnot. So we're looking for big things out of them. And, Jackson Holliday, see him doing some great things down there in Florida.
Well, you're a man. You're a good man. You're a man of your word. You said when they tried hard, you would come back.
Yes, I would.
So,
I like to call me, I like to see competition. Even when I'm watching any kind of game, NFL, I want to see a competitive game. A lot of times, I don't even care who wins or loses. Just like the Super Bowl we just had between the Chiefs and the Eagles, I wanted to see a competitive game. I didn't want to see a 3-touchdown blowout, right? That type of a difference. I love competitive games. Keep it close until the very end.
my wife and I were watching Terps Ladies. We went to the Nacho Mamas last Saturday, and it was just a game that was on. It was a Big Ten women's game, and I said, "Their Terps are in the tournament. They don't need to win. It's a, and they're playing out in I believe it was Minnesota. The Iowa team was there, and it was an 8-point game. And then it was a 2-point game. It's like a basketball game,
Yes.
and like all of a sudden there's 8 minutes left to go in the game, and we said to the bartender, "Hey man, can you move the bottle? The bottle's in the way of the clock and the
Right.
score. We want to like." We want to get zoned in on this, and then you could bet on it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but like I see how people that if you love sports, you
Sure.
just give me the last 8 minutes of a competitive basketball game. It could be Iowa Maryland women's in a tournament, but you're gonna have a lot of that going on this weekend. Dennis, I went old school. I got the printer.
Oh,
I
you got the
printed my
printer. That's
brackets.
it. You're
I printed my
bracketologist.
brackets,
You're a
right?
bracketologist now, right? There
And
you go.
I'm bringing my buddy Dave Preston on. I have a free plug for him. He's down at WTOP in DC. He does this. He is a styrofoam cup, and he puts the bracket on a styrofoam cup, and he color coordinates it every year on the
Oh, that's too
internet.
much.
He's been doing this for 15 years. So I'm bringing him on, and we're going to do bracketology around cups and brackets.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be at the Hollywood Casino having a good time. Beer, wings, burgers, basketball. St. Patrick's Day weekend, you're selling car. Tell me something, what's going on? I'll tell you this. We were driving around town and my wife saw a Bronco, and I'm not kidding you. It was Houston Oiler blue with a white, like, canopy top on it. It looked like an
Oh,
old, like, 70s Wagoneer kind of
I've
thing.
got one in stock. It's called a Heritage Edition. I've got a
Okay, so tell
Carolina
me
blue.
what this is. If my honey, if you can hear this, come in. Dennis is telling me because I said, okay, if not, I'll just tell her to go watch
Yeah,
this on
it's a Heritage Edition. It's a limited edition, a production model of the Bronco Sport. Carolina blue. It's got a white roof. It's got white wheels. It's got a special trim package on the interior. We also have a light yellow one. Looks like a Ronald McDonald mobile,
Oh,
but
you
it's
said Carolina, but you meant Oiler blue. That's what you
oiler blue.
meant
I'm
to
sorry,
say. You
I
meant Oiler.
digress. Oiler blue. There
Okay,
you
sorry
go.
about that.
We even put some red pinstripes on it for if you like. But yeah, it's a real showstopper and a real head turner. It's priced right. I think it's right around 40 grand. It's a lot of vehicle for the money, for sure.
You have one of those.
I have one. You can't miss it. When it pulls up, you kind of do a double take. Like, what is that?
It's got
Because
heated seats, got air con. What's it
oh
got?
yeah, it's got just it's a modern vehicle with a retro look. And you'll see Ford doing that. They're going to bring back the old style Bronco too, or the original at some point. So
See, I'm
retro.
afraid of picking my nose in a car like that, or like doing something wrong, or like checking my phone and having somebody like, dude, I drove that Bronco down the
Yeah,
beach 2 summers ago.
I
I've
know. You
never, I
got
felt
stopped.
like Ric Flair. I felt like everywhere I went, I was yelling, "Woo!"
Funny thing is, you had
Like
no idea initially, did you? It took
you
you a minute.
told me, and I'm like,
Did I
all
give you a
right, he
warning? Oh,
sells
I'll give you a heads
cars.
up.
I
All
mean,
right,
I help him sell cars, but like, I mean, how
It was rare. It was one of
impressive
the
could
It was one of the few Broncos on the street in the United States of America, one of the
Every
first
time I
ones.
parked it, I have pictures of people coming up and going like this into the car. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I could own this car because it's too much attraction. So I thought that about this beautiful blue thing. But I do want to let you know that on behalf of you last week, I haven't gotten the button up, the Oiler button up with the big Derek on. I didn't buy that. I won the Warren Moon auction. So
Good for you.
next
That's
time we
awesome.
get together here, it might be Thursday, it might be next, maybe
Okay.
next Monday. Hey, Lamar Jackson might be wearing a Titans jersey by then. Who knows, right?
You never know.
So either way, I have a Warren Moon roadie white number one. I think it's going to fit me.
Nice.
It's a medium. I hope it's not a
Okay.
kid's medium, but I ordered it. 30
Okay.
bucks,
Okay.
$37.90, something delivered. I got it, and I'm going to wear it and treasure it in the same way that some Falcons fan's going to get a Lamar. I'm just making that up. I don't know, you know.
Maybe, maybe. It's not a stretch. It's in play. It's on the table. Put it to you that way.
All right, Dennis, look, I give lottery tickets out. I mentioned wagering. I know you're not a gambling guy. Right now, you and I are going to make a friendly bet over a Beaumont burger at lunch. I'm not going to hit you up for the deep fried the special lobster. That lobster tempura they do is
It's
ridiculous.
amazing.
All right, I'm going to add that in. So for a burger and lobster tempura, okay, winner take all, and I'm on the hook for the 50 bucks it's going to cost me if I lose this bet. Are you going to wear your Lamar Jackson Raven jersey to another game? Are you going to put that on and have him be a Raven again in your mind, in your heart? Because you bought that, literally, you famously told me you bought that at 11:51 that night on. You literally clicked and bought it. That's how
I did.
excited you were. If you're going to have to give that up and not wear that again as a, where are you on that? Is it going to happen or is
Well,
it
no, I
not?
mean, no. I have a closet full of jerseys from former Ravens, whether they retired or went someplace else. So I won't wear it to if he does not re-sign with the Ravens, I will not wear it again. But I'll keep it. I mean, I also have a autographed jersey by Lamar Jackson.
But do you think you wear it again? Do you think right now you're going to put that jersey on?
Man, that's a great question. You know what? I don't think so. I still don't think so.
Okay.
I just don't think so. I think the Ravens are looking for an out. I think they're hoping that somebody says, okay, it's 200 guaranteed or 225 guaranteed, so that way they don't have to match. I think they're hoping that somebody, whether it's Atlanta or Washington or New York, somebody steps up and
Wouldn't you
says
think
that.
they would know that instead of hope that?
It's hard to say because of all the action that the Deshaun Watson got last year, a year ago, and
I don't
these
think anybody
teams.
bluffs Eric DaCosta in Indianapolis over coffee about whether they really want him, especially when they know the price. The
Look,
price is two picks and negotiate with the kid. That's literally the price, right? So they're not negotiating on anything other than what Team X is going to pay Lamar and whether that's realistic or not, right?
okay, well.
Like Eric knew when he tagged him last week whether he's keeping him or not. I Eric DaCosta knows whether Lamar is going to be his quarterback right now. I would feel like he has to know that.
Maybe said the farmer. If the folks who don't know what that means, Google it. Maybe said the farmer. It's a good tale, and I think it's appropriate in this situation because let's keep in mind that Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh up there in New York, they have to win now. If they don't win this year, both could be jobless a year from now. So if this thing with Aaron Rodgers falls through, their only option is going to be Lamar Jackson. Jim Irsay up there hasn't had a winner in how long? Hasn't had a quarterback since Andrew Luck. They own the fourth pick of the draft. You have a brand new coach that just came out of Philadelphia who is used to working with a running quarterback like Jalen Hurts. They need to win soon, right? They need to sell some tickets up there in Indianapolis. Place. The Falcons, Arthur Blank, they haven't done anything in years. You got Desmond Ridder at quarterback. There are players out there, Nestor, that I think it's fascinating. I'm thinking the Ravens are praying and hoping that somebody steps up so they can save face and move away and gain some picks. The Ravens are also hoping that more than one team gets into the fracas so they can actually trade him and maybe get a player or additional draft picks. That's what they're hoping. Lamar Jackson, all he needs is one. The Ravens need two suitors to play this game properly.
Dennis, with some wisdom as always, he'll sell you a car, including the Heritage Blue. With the my wife hears this, I mean, to me it looked like a 60 or 70 thousand. I said to her, "That's expensive."
I know where to send it today if she wants to drive it.
He sells cars. I mean, she couldn't stop looking at it when she saw it. I'm
Okay.
telling
Oh,
you, I'll just be
okay.
honest.
I got an idea.
Dennis, it's Oiler Blue. I'll get behind
Okay.
it. You know what
Okay.
I'm
All right,
saying?
man. That sounds like a deal to me.
I see a Derek I could put on the side and pull off when she's not looking. Dennis Colatzos is here. He'll be here on Thursday and on Sunday. I'll be in my Warren Moon jersey. And if I'm not too much of a cheapskate, I can't believe over $8 I don't have that pullover. I think I'm just going to go click. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.